This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange versus Paying Capital Gains Tax, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you sell an appreciated investment property, you face a choice: pay the capital gains tax now and reinvest what's left, or defer the entire tax through a 1031 exchange and reinvest the full proceeds. It can feel like a wash, you'll owe the tax eventually either way, won't you? But over a long holding period, the two paths diverge dramatically, because deferring the tax keeps a large chunk of capital working and compounding for you instead of going to the government. The difference, played out over decades and capped by the estate planning step up at death, can amount to a substantial share of your wealth. This guide quantifies that difference honestly: the cost of paying, the compounding math, a work 20-year example, and the estate multiplier, while also being clear about the situations where simply paying the tax is the better choice. Start with what paying the tax actually costs, because it's larger than the headline capital gains rate suggests. When you sell an appreciated investment property, the gain can face four layers of tax: federal capital gains, up to 20% for long-term gains; depreciation recapture on every dollar you previously wrote off, taxed at a maximum of 25%, This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.